Hey, good morning, everyone. No music this morning. Sorry, no intro, but it's good to be with you. And it's good to be ready for another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is June the 15th, 2020. Well, today I just want us to talk about our walk with Christ. If you listened to my sermon yesterday, you know that I'm reading A Pilgrim's Progress. And this book is an allegorical story about a Christian on his way to the celestial city. On this journey, he faces many different difficulties. The author, John Bunyan, does an excellent job of describing the Christian walk and all the situations found when journeying to heaven. Today, I just want you all to think about your own journey. I made mention of that yesterday in the message, that we all are on our own journey, and we all have a different journey, and we're all going to face different types of things on the way. And so we're going to, as we're on this journey, face those who start the journey and then turn back because of the difficulty. We may find those along the journey who try to persuade us to follow a path which is not the straight and narrow path. We may find along the journey that there are some things which we think are worthy pursuits, but are not really. And instead of leading us toward the celestial city, they kind of veer us from the path, and they take us down a detour that makes the journey more difficult and harder. And so we'll find that there are many detours, and we want to be careful of those. We also find, though, along the way, that there are those who are there to encourage us. They're there to help us along the way. And they're there to give us direction, give us encouragement. And so just remember, it is a journey. And it is the journey which the Lord has given us. And remember that the purpose of the journey is for us to be made or conformed to the image of Christ. So each part of the journey that we're traveling, some of it will be to remove things from our life that is not Christ-like, and it'll be to encourage parts of our life that is Christ-like, but all of it is to conform us to the image of Christ, and of course, to take us to that inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus. So as a born-again Christian, remember, God is working in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. He's accomplishing His purpose in your life, and He will lead you home. So remember, you're on the journey, but the journey leads to heaven, and you're going there, and persevere in the journey so that Christ can be glorified in you. Thank you again for watching, and let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, as we begin this week, we thank You for leading us on a journey to heaven. Thank You that on this journey that we know that You are leading us and we are following You. Help us to follow You closely so that we can find an easier journey, but also help us to realize that we need to be conformed to the image of Your Son. Thank You for knowing that, for the knowledge that You will keep us and that You will lead us one day to that celestial city. Help us to faithfully follow You, and thank You for Christ who makes it all possible. It is in His name we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark signing off.